One act does not determine the character, but it breaks down the barrier, and the next temptation is more readily entertained, until finally a habit of prevarication and dishonesty in business is formed, and the man cannot be trusted. 392.2, as we deal with our fellow men in petty dishonesty or in more daring fraud, so will we deal with God. Men who persist in a course of dishonesty will carry out their principles, until they cheat their own souls and lose heaven and eternal life. They will sacrifice honor and religion for a small worldly advantage. 392.3 Some debts. Many poor families are poor, because they spend their money as soon as they receive it. 392.4 You must see, that one should not manage his affairs in a way that will incur debt. When one becomes involved in debt, he is in one of Satan's nets, which he sets for souls. 392.5 Abstracting and using money for any purpose, before it is earned, is a snare. 392.6 Words to one who lived beyond his income, you ought not to allow yourself to become financially embarrassed, for the fact that you are in debt weakens your faith and tends to discourage you, and even the thought of it makes you nearly wild. You need to cut down your expenses and strive to supply this deficiency in your character. You can and should make determined efforts to bring under control your disposition to spend means beyond your income. 393.1 The cause of God may be reproached. The world has a right to expect strict integrity in those who profess to be Bible Christians. By one man's indifference in regard to paying his just dues, all our people are in danger of being regarded as unreliable. 393.2 Those who make any pretensions to godliness should adorn the doctrine they profess, and not give occasion for the truth to be reviled through their inconsiderate course of action. Owe no man anything, says the apostle. 393.3 Counsel to one in debt. Be determined never to incur another debt. Deny yourself 1,000 things rather than run in debt. This has been the curse of your life, getting into debt. Avoid it, as you would the smallpox. 393.4 Make a solemn covenant with God that by His blessing you will pay your debts and then owe no man anything, if you live on porridge and bread. It is so easy in preparing your table to throw out of your pocket 25 cents for extras. Take care of the pennies, and the dollars will take care of themselves. It is the mites here and the mites there that are spent for this, that, and the other that soon run up into dollars. Deny self at least, while you are walled in with debts. Do not falter, be discouraged, or turn back. Deny your taste, deny the 394 indulgence of appetite, save your pence, and pay your debts. Work them off as fast as possible. When you can stand forth a free man again, owing no man anything, you will have achieved a great victory. 393.5 Show consideration for unfortunate debtors. If some are found to be in debt and really unable to meet their obligations, they should not be pressed to do that which is beyond their power. They should be given a favorable chance to discharge their indebtedness, and not be placed in a position where they are utterly unable to free themselves from debt. Though such a course might be considered justice, it is not mercy and the love of God. 394.1 Danger in extreme positions. Some are not discreet and would incur debts that might be avoided. Others exercise a caution that savors of unbelief. By taking advantage of circumstances we may at times invest means to such advantage that the work of God will be strengthened and upheld, and yet keep strictly to right principles. 394.2 Chapter 65, Provision for the Future. Home ownership and savings versus spendthrift habits. Brother and sister B have not learned the lesson of economy. They would use all, as they pass along, were it ever so much. They would enjoy, as they go, and then, when affliction draws upon them, would be wholly unprepared. Had brother and sister B been economical managers, denying themselves, they could ere this have had a home of their own and besides this have had means to draw upon in case of adversity. But they will not economize, as others have done, upon whom they have sometimes been dependent. If they neglect to learn these lessons, their characters will not be found perfect in the day of God. 395.1 This counsel may help you. You have been in a business which would at times yield you large profits at once. After you have earned means, you have not studied to economize in reference to a time when means could not be earned so easily, but have expended much for imaginary ones. Had you and your wife understood it to be a duty that God enjoined upon you to deny your taste and your desires and make provision for the future instead of living merely for the present, you could now have had a competency and your family have had the comforts of life. You have a lesson to learn. It is to make a little go the longest way. On 395.22 a family that should save systematically, you might today have had a capital of means to use in case of emergency and to aid the cause of God, if you had 396 economized, as you should. Every week a portion of your wages should be reserved and in no case touched, unless suffering actual want, or to render back to the giver in offerings to God. On 395.3 the means you have earned has not been wisely and economically expended so as to leave a margin should you be sick and your family deprived of the means you bring to sustain them. Your family should have something to rely upon, if you should be brought into straitened places. On 396.1 another family advised concerning a savings account every week you should lay by in some secure place $5 or $10 not to be used up, unless in case of sickness,